Beginning of our daven, sechtes nazar daf samach gimel beginning of basic. It says mazda begud zegmar amaravu. Rabbi says toshim. Let's bring a raya from our mishnah. Our mishnah said actually gilach. If you didn't take the haircut, you'd benkech benkech. So either way, it's gonna knock off what you counted. Say what's it talking about? Idis le the lo toich melois. If he found out about it during the time of the nazir, so remember after seis says the word the seis. Of course, it's going to be seis. Now seis seis, and this is possibly going a little bit further down. But tochin, you have to look into this. What's the gemara saying? That like as if what do you have to say it for? Yitzchok Leshmin, you needed to tell you that there's tumas hatohim as tzeisa, that there is a difference that would be tzeisa. You could go to the lash like Gilach if you find out until you didn't do the haircut. So that's a necessity of it. Why are you saying like what necessary is if it's told about when you find out during the tzeich malais? Maybe it's when you find out even after, but you didn't take the haircut yet. Nir l'fash would seem that you're right. But the two of the masnitin daik, the deek of the gemara is from the extra wording of the extra casing in the mishnah, because you could the reisha nafka. I already know from the deek of the reisha. I already learned out that the Reisha said, if you find it after you took the haircut, oh, then it's like we say, so the Tiyak is, but if you find it before the haircut, that it is going to be said. So that I already know. So what's this next part of the Mishnah? Oh, that's what the Gemara is saying. Obviously, it's Toma La'achem Lois and Shema Mina, which the Gemara says is Tetzik Kodz, but not Badayin Tabayin. Because you have a question, meaning as Tetzik Kodz, Shas Hoylech Mefarash, the Gemara continues to explain Hach Pshit Tusa de Rava, what was Rava's answer, Dech Kush Vatez, by asking and answering. Even the original question of Mechama, the Gemara still has not yet defined it clearly. The Gemara is going to explain that also, which, as Tetzik explains the words of the Gemara, Badayin Tabayin, you have a question, Kulu Seisa Vazayin Seisa. Meaning that was the original question of Rambam Chama. Is it Tzaisa 30 or 7? And as Tzaisa explained, Maha Pshut Tzaisa Darava. So what was Rabbi really answering? We know Tzaisa, but how much? Well, Meshav, the Gemara answers as follows. Well, what do you mean? Laman, according to who, as Tzaisa quotes? Ilo Rabbanan, if it's according to Rambam Pshut, the Kulu says, obviously it's going to be Tzaisa everything, because as Tzaisa explains, Amal El Paragim, as we said in Daf Tezayim and Alf, Daf Nitma Achma, they hold even if the tummy after the 30 days. Tzaisa Shalashim Rabbam, you're going to be Tzaisa everything. In the 30 days. And as Tzaisa quotes, Biri Abelazah, Harma Kalachim Lai Sain Tzaisa, it's going to be Tzaisa only 7. So what's the question? So now he says to you, wait, as Tzitzis quotes Hanabi, when we say, as Tzitzis says, the coming of Allah, Acham Leizayin, says that according to Allah, after the Leiz, only going to be Saisa 7. So that says, Tzitzis quotes the words of Gemara, Kenit Ma'acham Leiz. If you can tell me after the Leiz, and this is that the question of, is Toich Leiz, when you can tell me within the Leiz, would you say that, oh, okay, so therefore it's going to be 30? Or, as Tzitzis quotes, maybe it's different that you deal Acham Leiz, because the awareness was after Leiz. And if Avakamo Yidnit Mala Acham Leiz, like becoming to me Acham Leiz. Behind Bayad Ramacham, and that was Ramacham's question. And that's resolving Rav and Mimasin from our Mishnah Gufa itself. They're communicating with Allah, as we explained, like we said, Amal Al, Victoni, and we're saying over the end of the Mishnah, Imach Legilach, what does the Mishnah say? If until he didn't get a haircut, Neilach becomes aware. So the words of the Gemara, either way, it's going to be says. And the Mishnah doesn't differentiate, meaning, Beinit Mekai Malais, when it became done before the Malais is over, Len Ma'ach Malais, it became done Ma'ach Malais. Now, if there's no differentiation, we know Beinit Ma'ach Malais, Pshitalach, the inner Seisa Kim Zayin Rav Lazar, that we know is only Seisa Zayin Rav Lazar. Ah, so Machanem, say Rose, you can nip Lebnei Malais, even came them before the Malais. But if it only came away afterwards, the inner Seisa Kim Zayin, because they don't differentiate, obviously they're all going to be only Seisa 7 days. And that answers the Gemara's question. The Gemara then brings a related price. Someone finds a mace. So he says, as Tzitzis quotes, Truma Tame, for Truma is going to be Tame, because Kimitru Mutl Rechva Shaderech, since the dead person is lying along the width of the road, the actually laver person cannot pass, Kim Derech Alav, only passing over the dead person, Mi'al, and is going to be like having, being an oil over the dead person. But as the words of the Bais Adla, Nazar Vaisa Pesach Tar for Nazar, and someone's going to come passing Mitar, because that's Truma Tame, that's some of the death. Now, on that, the Bais qualifies the member when we say what? As Tzitzis quotes, Truma Tame, for Truma, you're going to be Tame, is only as the words of the Bais Adla, Shem Lamakam Lav is nowhere to pass over. Unless he's passing by the place where the dead person is. Now, as the words of Baisa are, but if he has a place to walk over, even for Truma. Now, then the Baisa gets in the midroom when we say this is, again, is as the words of the Baisa are, where the dead person found intact. But he's broken and disconnected. Even if really is nowhere to pass over, because the Shevet Bein problem maybe passed by between the joints. As Tzitzis explains, maybe didn't pass by in the straight path. Rather, in the slantery way, which because then you could pass by beneath the joints, and therefore that's ultimately a subject term in the public domain. This way, which is doubt is going to be taught. Abul, but as the Baisa continues, as Tzitzis explains, if you found in the grave Abul Derech Love and you pass by over him, then as the words of Baisa are from Meshubah Mafuri Tami, then even if it's broken, this connects me Tami because the grave combines him, meaning as Tzitzis explains, to become Tami. in the oil, because Kedushin, as the Gemara had darshan this enough, and then Gimel at the end of Amad Beis, Oy bekever, what is that coming to tell us? The Rabbis kever sasim coming to include a sealed grain, shall ever, that some of the passes, af keneged reikin shabakever, even opposite the empty place in the grain, matamal gvishal el, like we already explained this, over there on the afternoon Gimel, at the end of Amad Beis, in the Maskel Cheref. Now, again, the Bryce said, when we say this, that what? The Hashem would consent Shemim Prokom Abbatom, maybe that he passed between the joints, and therefore it can be Tahar. That's only, as Taisa quotes, Bimhalcha Raglov, when he's going by on his feet, meaning, Shav Shushlai Yigav, it possibly didn't touch Shushlai, I said that he didn't cause to move Shushlai, he didn't lean over. Avol Tarn, as the words of Bryce, are Masa, but if he's carrying a load, Oy Rachav, or he's riding as Taisa, like a behem on top of an animal, then in the Yochel Halcha Kachzokov, can't go so straight up, Shliyata Asmutzun, that he's not going to tilt to the sides, because he's being weighed down because he's an animal or he's carrying a load. But Thomas, can we tell me? Because the angel subject of Mishnah, it's not any more doubt of Thomas Shazam. It's not in them. If it should became Tommy, for sure he hovered over the Tommy part, and he was hovering over it, and therefore it's going to be Tommy. Again, says the Bryce of Amidrum, when we say this, as Tess explained, that even though the Ein Lamakom Lava, that he doesn't have room to pass by, that we're saying the Tarz can be Tahar, that is all talking about, meaning when we're saying for Nazim Nasa Pesach, as Taisa quotes, but Tumas HaTayim, Tum of the Depth. But Tumi Yidu, but it was a known Tumah, then Shlesh HaTayim, all three can be Tumi, meaning Tumah, but Nazim Nasa Pesach, the all can be Tumi. Mafash Vazel, and the Brisa continues to explain, my new Tumi Yidu, what's considered a known Tumah, is the Makaba Echad, that someone at least, even at the end of the world, knew about it. Now, when, as Taisa quotes, Ba'afelob and the Kik Eslon, meaning it was in the dark area or in the crevices of the rocks, but it's not covered. That's considered Tumi Yidua. Then the Gemara continued explaining, in contrast to the Halacha of Mishnah, where she said that there was Tumas a mess, that was Tzafa. So on that, the Gemara says, Tzafa, ain't metamal in Sheretz, but floating is not going to contaminate regarding Sheretz. Sound like Lunar Bryce. Subic Tumat Tzafa bin Mikhail. You have Subic Tumat that's floating. Now, whether it's in vessels, as Tosh explains, Shemayim Bekli, if there's water in the vessel, the Sheretz Tzafa bin Yemayim, and you have a dead bug that's floating on the surface of the water, and the Gemara says, Subic Nugga, Besheretz, maybe touch the Sheretz, Subic Nugga, maybe didn't touch it. Oy Bekarka, the words of the Brisa, weather on the ground, meaning B'mayim Shalga Bekarka, when you have water on the ground. So the Tamei Kama holds, you're always going to be Tar. Shimon Lai Mezid Bekli Tamei, in the vessel, you're going to be Tamei Bekarka Tar, but in the ground, you're going to be Tar. And the next taste belongs on Naf Samach Dal Amad Aleph. So the question is, how to resolve the contradictory Psukim? So that the Tanakama understands that they Naga, if you have a short Tosh, then yeah, Tommy can be Tommy as Tesis and Mechamakim Shoshaychas, as one of the Pesukim indicates, wherever the dead bug is crawling. But as the words of Gemara, Safik Naga, you're not sure if you touched, other than Dafka La Ogatsim. And then specifically, that's what the other Pesuk is saying, if it's on the ground, it's going to be Tommy. If it's a Tommy in the private domain, I would suffer, but it's floating, which is not stationary, then Loi, then you're not going to have the Tama. Now, moreover, says, we have this doubt. Are we saying specifically on the surface of the water that we're going to say it's pure? Or maybe it's even if it's floating in the air. Could the person throws in the air. Would that also be excluded from Allah Ogatz? We were saying that it's only on the ground, but on water, which is the source of this halacha, that all types of water, it's going to be tahar, because now Allah Ogatz, the question is that also the same thing, not excluding not only floating on water, but even floating in the air?